Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go!
Today's story is a mystery adventure, which means, you know, you gotta pay attention to all the clues in our story. You see, I'm going to tell you about my friend Remy. I'm not gonna tell you what kind of critter Remy is. It's gonna be up to you to solve this mystery by listening to all the clues in our story. Off in the meadow, just south of New Farmland, there lived a species of flying giants, known for their size, their bravery, and their bite. Remy, one of these so-called giants, was just old enough to start his quest to become a knight. But he had three very important tasks to complete in order to be knighted into the kingdom.
"Oh, I just can't seem to get started," Remy said to himself.
He'd hoped that after finally graduating from Pupa Academy, he'd be ready. It turns out growing up had him feeling quite fearful and not so brave after all.
"Remy! Remy!"
Remy's mom called from the tall grass a few feet over. She was resting near a hot, stinky pile of poop.
"Oh, gross."
"Coming, Mom,"
Remy called and quickly flew over to her.
"Now, Remy, I know you're nervous about this whole quest thing the council has assigned to you young adults, but I want you to know that I'm here for you, and you can do it."
Remy's mom looked straight at his big, reflective eyes and smiled.
"I remember when you were just a larva at larva school. You were so young and slimy. Now just look at you. Your eyes are as big and majestic as any great knight."
"Mom, come on, I'm not that great."
Remy felt a little embarrassed as his mom went on and on about how great he was. Maybe after actually becoming a knight, he'd care a little less about all her raving.
"Oh, okay, Remy. Well, off you go. I'm out to a late blood brunch with the ladies. I'll see you later this evening."
Remy's mom flew off into the meadow towards a large flock of livestock for a delicious blood brunch.
Gross!
Then Remy headed the opposite direction towards the fence line to the far pasture.
"Okay, step one. If I can just get through step one today, then I'm off to a good start,"
Remy said to himself and then thought through his first assignment.
"Find a place that's meant for rest, but smells of something on our family crest."
Remy tried to picture the crest in his head. It was a special plaque of sorts that showed the top three things that mattered most to his species. He was having a hard time remembering, but then it came to him. Poop! Although Remy didn't really think much of poop, it did represent home. Where poop was, food was. And where food was, his family was happy.
Now to figure out this place of rest.
Remy thought and looked out past the fence. Then, in the far distance, he saw the barn.
"Hey, that must be it. The barn is where animals rest, and I'm sure there's poop there too."
Remy was so excited to have some direction, and he flew off towards the barn. Once he landed, he was assured this was the right place. It smelled very stinky. He wasn't the only young adult on this quest. Resting on the next stall over, he saw his good friend, Hal.
Hey, Hal, you're only on step one, too?
Remy asked, kind of in relief.
Oh, yeah, you know me. I'm always one to procrastinate,
Hal said. Wait a second, that was a big word, Hal just said. Have you ever heard the word procrastinate before? Whoa, that's a tricky one. Procrastinate. This means you wait until you're almost out of time to get things done. You know, maybe you have some homework, or maybe you have a chore that you have to get done by 5 o'clock. And if you wait until it's like 4:55 to get it done, that's procrastinating. Waiting to the last second.
Well, Hal, you beat me out here, so you're not doing that bad. Do you know what's next?
Remy was excited to have someone else to work with. He felt a little braver not being alone.
Well, the next step doesn't really give us much information, but it says to search for something larger than the biggest animal in our land.
Oh my, larger than the biggest animal in our land? Well, we have cows, but what's bigger than a cow?
Remy was confused and looked around. Both friends decided to fly around the barn while looking for clues. Remy whizzed super fast back and forth between beams. He was an expert flyer. Once he'd been swatted at by an unknown critter in the meadow, and he dodged the hits with ease. Then they flew around and saw a few cows, a family of chickens, two goats, and a few mice buried in the back corner of hay. Still, nothing met the description.
Maybe we should check outside the barn, said Hal.
That's a good idea. You know, whatever we're looking for is definitely not in here.
Remy agreed and they flew out the double doors on the opposite side they came in. And there, right in front of their eyes, stood the most majestic, huge, frightening, and amazing animal they'd ever seen. This had to be what they were looking for. But now what? What is this amazing animal that our mystery critter just spotted? What do you think is bigger than a cow on a farm? Is it the final step to complete Remy's quest? And will he be brave enough to actually finish once and for all? I'm not sure, but I'm glad that he's not alone and he has his friend Hal to do it with. But we are going to have to wait and see what happens on the next adventure of Kids Animal Stories. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and it's time for some Critter Protector shoutouts. I want to say hey to JJ from Pennsylvania, Brock from Arizona, Evan from Hawaii, and Evan and Ellie from Ohio, Boston, Hudson and Austin from Australia, and Parker from Montana. I'm so glad that you're all critter protectors. We could not protect all the critters in the world and in our backyards without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next mystery adventure.